So you wouldn't say that the economic level was any better after the war?
No, I can't say it was. At least it wasn't for me.
Do you feel like most people during the war and after the war here in the States felt like the government was doing the right thing by going to war?
Well, we had our knowledge now, we don't know. I mean, you can't say, but still, at that time, what else could we have done? We see things now and we read it, and we wonder a lot of things that went on, like right in the United States right now, why this happened and why that happened, and actually, why did the war start? I mean, you know, the only mistake that we made, I think, in the service during World War II, we stopped too quick.
You mean we pulled out of the war?
We quit. We were pushing in toward Russia. And wish we could have gone over and pacified them and stopped them, and it may have made a big difference in what's happened. Mm-hmm. But we stopped. We didn't go on in which I'm not that knowledgeable to know that what should have been done. But sometimes if you get the history of Russia and see what all went on in there, you might agree with me, maybe. But what difference it would have made in the world, we don't know. Mm-hmm. But I can't say that. I remember very well when the war stopped, and I know exactly where I was. I was in the Appalachian Corps. No, I mean it. In the canal zone, and we had been on alert, and I happened to have the guns with me at the time. We had to have on us at all times. But I was going back to the barracks late in the evening, and we got the news on that. And it don't matter. Crazy bunch of boys, they were crazy.
A lot of celebrating.
Yeah, they everyone hit for the club and everything else. But I really don't know. I'm not well read upon all that, but I do know what happened to things. And what effect? I really would like to know. But you figure all these crooked people that we've had, and they've come along and it's proven they're crooked, but still big shots. Well, you wonder what goes on. I mean, we're lucky to have anybody that can keep us in control. Mm-hmm. Because the crooks, how many people have we got now in the government that are actually solid men and women? Well, that's what we had all during the years. So who knows what's good and what's not? Maybe you girls and boys can figure it out.
Well, thank you. I appreciate you.
Well, is there anything else that you wanted to hear?
Well, maybe just to finish it up, you could tell me how you feel the war affected you. just to you personally? Your
well, I don't know. I think maybe I can't say that it hit me that much. But as I was telling you, I was pretty well disciplined before I went into the service.
Mm-hmm.
And I do say that if a feller go in the service and keep his mouth shut and go on and do what he's supposed to do, that he can make it and make it a fair, not a miserable life. But if you want a miserable life, because you've got people going to give you orders, and that order is going to be carried out. And I feel like that maybe I was very disappointed when I returned home. But
did you expect more of that?
No. It's just that was personal on family affairs. Because when I left home, I had a home. And when I got back, I didn't. And Herschel and I were the only two that had to serve in the service. We both were in the Air Force. And he came out in good shape. I came out in good shape. And we were both thankful for that. And I can't say that it hurt me to do what I've done. Yeah, maybe I have... Well, I don't know what I'd have done if I hadn't have gone in. And because I don't know whether you could ever get a job or not. That's just like when everything was rationed here during the war. People putting on two tires on one to get them just to go, and then couldn't get gas. And that was another crooked thing. It's the black market during the war is just about like the drug market. It was rough. Because you had people with authority who get what they wanted. And if you didn't have authority or some pull or some way or the other, you didn't get much. As far as like sugar, tires, gas, things like that. No, you got to stand in line to get it. Which it shouldn't have been. But what are you aiming to do? Things going on in this world right now, it shouldn't be going on. Well, what are we aiming to do? Just what we, the best we can.
Okay, well, thank you.
You're welcome. I just